Hello and welcome to Spanish for Beginners on All FM 96.9.
This is an experiment, a radio show with a difference. It does what it says on the tin. What is that difference? Well, most radio shows, you listen. With Spanish for Beginners, you listen and speak.
Join me as my Spanish teacher, Pablo, teaches me, and he can teach you as well.
Hola a todos. I'm going to teach Gurbir some basic Spanish. So join us on All FM 96.9, and I can teach you too. I am from Mexico. My name is Pablo, but I now live in Manchester. I have been teaching Spanish for so many years, but this is a new adventure for me, and you are more than welcome to join us.
Initially, the objective is not to learn the syntax or the grammar, but to understand and speak simple phrases and sentences. Learn through regular practice in listening and speaking. No previous experience in Spanish is necessary. There is no need to buy books, sign up for emails, or download any apps. All the programs are recorded. You can download and listen and practice at your own pace and time.
The Spanish language is no stranger to All FM. If you're not a regular listener to All FM, can I introduce you to two other programs that should be of interest? First, a relatively recent addition is Tardes Locas en Domingo, or Crazy Sunday Afternoons with Frankie Rodriguez, also known as DJ Frankie from El Salvador, with Grisia Flores. Here's a quick peek.
Señores, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo están? Estamos de nuevo, de regreso, en su programa Tardes Locas. Señores, habíamos estado un poco ausentes, pero ya vinimos. Así de que les damos la bienvenida para todas las personas que nos estén sintonizando. Espero que sea así, por favor, aunque sea la familia y los amigos que nos estén sintonizando. Pero me voy a poner esto por lado porque no sé si se está, si está escuchando. Estamos bien. Bueno, para empezar y romper el hielo, señores, nos vamos a ir con una cancioncita de la vieja escuela. Y ustedes saben que como yo estoy cipote, ¿verdad? Me gusta este tipo de música que hacían antes, que hoy ya no hacen. Crisia, por ahí anda la niña, pero la van a disculpar, ¿verdad? Bueno, señores, esta canción se llama Sin Ti, de Donato y Estefano. Por favor, si pueden comentar en WhatsApp, si usted se acuerda de esta canción, un poema de canción. Acuérdense, estamos por All FM 96.9, The Real Voice of Manchester. Señores, que disfruten esta canción.
Frankie and Crisia on Sunday Afternoons with Tardes Locas en Domingo. Keep an eye on allfm.org/schedule for timings and repeats. The second is Somos con Cecilia Ramos. We are with Cecilia Ramos. Cecilia, originally from Ecuador, has been in Manchester for a while. So long, actually, she can say the word Manchester far better than I can. Take a listen.
The Real Voice of Manchester. Buenas tardes, mi gente bonita. Mi nombre es Cecilia Ramos. Hoy es martes, son las 5 de la tarde. Eso significa que en el Northwest de UK, en Manchester, se va a escuchar música en español, música bonita para ti. Como todos los martes, estamos otro día más acompañándote esta tarde de no lluvia. Ha salido un poquito el sol, el color lo ponemos nosotros, la vibra la ponemos nosotros. Gracias por estar ahí, gracias por acompañarnos otro día más. Gracias, mi gente bonita. Volvemos ahora mismo que estamos esperando también a nuestra invitada. Espero que te quedes con nosotros estas dos horas de programa. Si quieres escucharnos, si estás en cualquier parte del mundo, puedes ir a la website www.olfm.org y si estás en Manchester, al 96.9. Y si nos quieres ver qué tal estamos, pues puedes ir a @somos.cr en nuestras redes sociales, Facebook, Instagram y Twitter. Volvemos ahora mismo.
That's Somos con Cecilia Ramos every Tuesday at 5 p.m. until 7 on All FM 96.9. Both programs are in Spanish with lots of music, news, and so highly recommended. My name is Gurbir and I want to learn Spanish. Mi nombre es Gurbir y quiero aprender español. Do you want to too? Then join Pablo and me every other Tuesday at 1 p.m. here on Ball FM 96.9.
So, if you've always wanted to learn Spanish, don't leave for tomorrow that what you can do today. Or, as they say in Spain, no deje para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy.
All the music clips you will hear are from the freemusicarchive.org. And these clips are used under the Creative Commons license. This license allows anyone to copy, make commercial use of, distribute and transmit the musical work, provided it is attributed to the original author or licensor. Here I have used La Paloma de la Paz by Rob from the Free Music Archive under the Creative Commons license.
Listen on 96.9 FM, DAB, or online at allfm.org. More about the program at astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. Hello and welcome once again to Spanish for Beginners on All FM 96.9 with me, Gurbir Singh, and
Pablo.
As with most radio shows, you listen, but with this one, Spanish for Beginners, you listen and you speak. And if you only just listen, then you will just be listening to me learning Spanish. But if you want to learn Spanish, then you have to speak along with me. And that's, of course, what I and Pablo want. The reminder, initially, the objective is not to learn the syntax or the grammar. And we'll get into that later. But currently, just focus on pronunciation and some very basic, simple phrases and sentences. Pablo is teaching me, but he's not just teaching me, he's teaching all of us. So do join in and practice along with us. There are not many requirements or rules. You don't need to buy any books. And we will be using the book, which is the free download, Spanish 101. And we're going to stick with page 7 of that book today. It is a free download and you can get that, and indeed the link for the download for that book and indeed for all the other information. Check out astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. So, Pablo, before I do a summary of what we did last time, how's your week been?
I had a wonderful week. Mm-hmm. So I was enjoying that we have maybe one of the last days with sun, mm-hmm, before the real weather goes down. But happy to be here.
Let me summarize some of the things that we did. We had a really nice program last time, and if you missed it, you can download it from astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners, as indeed you will be able to do with this program. Last time we looked at some common phrases, the ones to do with greetings when you meet initially. You meet in the morning or the afternoon or in the evenings. Buenos dias. Good morning. Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. Buenas noches. Good evening. How was that, Pablo?
Excellent. Excellent pronunciation. Buenos dias. Buenas tardes. Buenas noches.
And he's, of course, an experienced teacher. He always says excellent, and even when it isn't. And that's the other thing about language. You don't have to be 100%. And, of course, with more practice, you get better. If I want to ask you how you are, I would say,
¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo está?
¿Cómo está? And I could reply by saying, Estoy bien, gracias.
Yes, you can say, Estoy bien, Estoy muy bien, gracias. Estoy mal. Estoy muy mal. If you are very ill. Or maybe you could say, estoy más o menos, Gurbir.
And if I want to ask you your name, it's ¿cómo se llama?
Yes, if you are speaking in a formal way, ¿cómo se llama? Yo me llamo Pablo. But also you can ask, ¿cómo te llamas?
So if I want to say, my name is, then me llamo Gurbir.
Yes, you can ask. Remember, we can answer in two ways. Me llamo Gurbir. Or you can also answer, mi nombre es Gurbir.
And then I really like this bit. ¿De dónde es usted?
Mm-hmm. ¿De dónde es usted? O ¿de dónde eres? And you are going to answer.
Right. And that's saying, where are you from?
Yes. Where are you from? ¿De dónde eres? ¿De dónde es usted?
And the way to respond to that question would be, soy de India.
Yes. Soy de México. Soy de Gran Bretaña. Soy de Perú. Soy de Marruecos.
And I really like the bit that you told me about last time, which was United Kingdom is Reino Unido.
Reino Unido.
Scotland is Escocia.
Yes, Escocia, or you are speaking with a Spanish speaker from Spain, Escocia.
Now, I don't know if people can hear that that distinction. Just repeat that.
Yes, if you are speaking with a person like me from Mexico, you will say Escocia, like an S, Escocia. But if you are speaking with someone from Spain, they will say Escocia, Cia, 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 Cia. In Spain, Escocia. In Latin America, like Mexico, Escocia.
Wales, Gales.
Gales.
Northern Ireland, Irlanda del Norte.
Yes, Irlanda del Norte.
And England, Inglaterra.
Inglaterra.
And then this was particularly interesting. United States of America is Estados Unidos de America.
Estados Unidos de America. Yes, very good.
Great. And then finally, the bit that I think was the most useful is when you reminded me how vowel sounds are different from what I'm familiar with English. So the vowels are, of course, A, E, I, O, U, the five letters.
The vowels, we have the same vowels that in English, but we have only five sounds. Mm-hmm. So for the A would be A. For the E would be E. For the I would be E. For the O, you only have one sound, O. And for the letter U, you are going to say U. So the vowels in Spanish are A, E, I, O, U. Do you want to repeat?
A, E, I, O, U.
Very good. A, E, I, O, U. Or you go back. O, E, E, A.
Oh, that's surprisingly hard, but I'll have a go. U, O, E,
E.
Ah. E, E, A.
Very good. Now, you don't see Gurbir now because we are in a radio station, but you have to open more your mouth with the A. So, Gurbir, like, imagine that you are going to bite an apple. You cannot bite an apple if you open a little bit the mouth. You have to open very widely. A, E, O, U.
A, E, E, O, U.
Very good. Can you practice it also? A, E, E, O, U.
And you know, Pablo, I think that's just so important because that's the bit that I struggle with. And even when we know, and the nice thing is the text, with a few exceptions, the alphabet is pretty much the same in Spanish as it is in English.
Yes.
But the pronunciation, not only of the vowels, but of some of the consonants, is slightly different. And we will pick those up as we go through this series. But the vowel sounds I've just found quite difficult, but also the most significant and most important. So just a reminder then, in these programs, we're going to be focusing on short phrases and sentences. We're not going to focus on syntax and grammar and vocabulary, particularly at this point. The pronunciation of those words is really the main factor here. And the PDF book, the book that we are using, page 5 still, is Spanish 101. You can download it from astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for beginners. And there's many other bits of the information that's relevant and useful there too. We are both, Pablo and I, volunteers. You don't have to pay. We don't get paid, and we love doing this. And you don't have to subscribe to any website. You don't even have to download the book. But if you can, we recommend that. And I repeat, we are using page 5 of that book today to continue from the last program. Pablo, what are we going to focus on today?
Well, we are going to learn some phrases, some common phrases that we use in Spanish. So, for example, if you want to say thank you, so in Spanish you have to say gracias, gracias. And if you want to do something more, you would say muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Can you repeat with me? Gracias.
So, thank you. Gracias.
And if you say thank you very much, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Yes, muchas gracias.
So, just like we have in English, thank you or thank you very much.
Yes, I'm grateful. I am very grateful. Mm-hmm. Gracias, muchas gracias.
Gracias, muchos gracias.
Muchas. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Yes, be careful there.
So apart from the pronunciation and the vowel sounds, the stress, yes, in the word or the sentence, that's where I'm still
so
weak.
In this case, so it's only to let you know, if you say muchas gracias, both words, they have two syllables. So the stress is in the second last. Mm-hmm. So it's muchas gracias.
So, what's a syllable?
Okay, that's a wonderful question. Many people will think that this is grammatical things, and it is not. Yeah. So, syllables are the number of letters that are inside of a word that they have like a kind of rhythm when you speak. For example, if you are saying apple. In English, it has two syllables, apple. If you say, for example, like airport, is the combination of vowels and consonants that give you a different pronunciation. So it's a way that you can divide the word in
yeah, parts. So it depends on the letters in the word, but as you say, apple may have 5 letters, but only 2 syllables. And
yes,
muchas is 2 syllables, and the yes, stress is on the second one.
Is it on the second last?
Not second the last. Much.
So that means that it's in the u.
Uh-huh.
Muchas.
Muchas.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Very good.
Here's a question for you. Do you know what the word monosyllabic means?
Yes, of course.
Right.
Well, the word mono is one.
Right.
And syllabic is the words that are from only one syllable.
So the question was, how many syllables are there in the word monosyllabic?
Oh, that's a good question.
So I would say monosyllabic, 5.
So in Spanish, that word would be monosyllabicas.
Ah, okay.
So you would have 6 syllables in that word, monosyllabicas. Yeah.
So I was just having a bit of fun there, but the key thing is the words are usually split up into syllables and the stress, which I quite haven't got the hang of yet, has to go to the right place.
Yes.
Otherwise, the word is not fully understood correctly.
And maybe not understood, and maybe it will be another word. If you stress in a different syllable, mm-hmm. maybe that would change the meaning of the verb, mm-hmm. or maybe you would have another verb
altogether.
So be careful with
that. Yeah. So it's very important that
very important word in Spanish that you have to learn today. When you say please, mm-hmm. please. So in Spanish, it's two words that we say por favor. The phrase that we're going to learn is, por favor, please.
So, can I have a glass of water? Por favor.
Yes, can I have a glass of water, por favor?
Por favor.
Por favor, yes.
Por favor, and the way I see favor is like favorite or favor, rather, favor.
Yes, a yes, favor. Yes.
Yeah, do like me a
asking,
favor.
Yes, yeah. do me a favor.
Favor, yeah.
Yes.
Por favor.
You say thank you, and that person is going to answer, de nada. You're welcome. You are welcome.
De
nada. There are two words. De nada. Can you help me with this? Yes, of course. Thank you. Then you say, de nada. You're welcome.
De nada.
Yes, but we connect them. Mm-hmm. De nada.
De nada.
Yes, de nada.
Okay. So it's a very common response to a common circumstance. Bit like the one that you taught us last time, which was mucho gusto.
Yes.
Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. De nada.
Yes.
And it's connected. It goes together. De nada.
Yes. De nada.
De nada.
There's another phrase that also I would love to tell you, for example, you are walking on the street and there's a lot of people there, and you say excuse me, mm-hmm. when you hit someone without an intention, mm-hmm. you are going to say excuse me or pardon me. Mm-hmm. Yes. So in Spanish you will say perdón.
Ah.
Perdón. So if you hit me without
or just bump into somebody.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perdón. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to ask someone something, you can say, perdón, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Perdona, ¿te puedo preguntar algo?
So it's like getting their attention. Then you can ask the question.
Like, sorry for the interruption. Can mm-hmm. I ask you something? Yeah. Perdón, ¿te puedo preguntar algo? Yeah. Perdón.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Yes,
we would say in English, yeah.
Yes.
So, perdón.
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 Yes. But also you use perdón when you did something wrong and you are asking for forgiveness.
Ah, no? Okay.
Or for example, you can say, lo siento. I'm sorry. Lo siento.
Yeah. Lo siento.
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
For example, if I ask Gurbir, Gurbir, can you help me? Gurbir, ¿me puedes ayudar? No. No puedo. No, I am not able to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Lo siento. Lo siento.
And that's you tied it to pardon.
Perdón.
Perdón.
Perdón. Lo siento.
Yeah, because we use excuse me in the same way. You know, just say, oh, excuse me.
Yes.
You know, so it's very common themes that are emerging. And I guess because, they're describing humans in similar situations. So, perdón or lo siento. And perdón, of course, is very similar to the English pardon, which is used in a similar context.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How do I say I? In Spanish, it would be yo. Yo. Yo soy Pablo. I am Pablo. Yo soy Pablo.
Yo soy Gurbir.
Yes. So this is very important. Yo soy Pablo. Yo. Mm-hmm. And then we will jump to the second person that it says, tú. Tú eres Gurbir. So you are going to say, tú eres Pablo. Repeat mm-hmm.
Gurbir? Okay, so I was yo, and you is tú.
Yes, so if we are chatting, both of us mm-hmm. together, mm-hmm. I would say, yo soy Pablo.
Yo soy Pablo. Yo soy Gurbir.
Yes, you are not Pablo. You are Gurbir. So yo soy Pablo.
Yo soy Gurbir. Tú eres Pablo.
Very good. Yo soy Pablo. Tú eres Gurbir. And Gurbir would say,
yo soy Gurbir. Tú eres Pablo.
Very good. And then we have to jump to talk about a third person, mm-hmm. that it would be él o ella. So he or she. Mm-hmm. So, and we are going to use él es Gurbir. I would say I will change the name. Él es Pedro. So yo soy Pablo. Tú eres Gurbir. And if we are talking about a third person, mm-hmm. I'm going to use él es Pedro. Or ella es María.
Okay, so we have I, yo, you, tú, and then for he or she, it's yes. él and ella.
Ella, yes.
Okay, so we've got...
Only be careful there. Mm-hmm. We are improving here. Remember that last session we were talking about ¿cómo estás o cómo está? Mm-hmm. So both questions are talking to the you. One is formal, one is informal. So only to complete the chart. Here mm-hmm. is that yo is I. Tú, mm-hmm. it could be you. Mm-hmm. But also it could be usted. Tú y usted. Formal, usted. Informal, tú.
Okay.
Yo soy, tú eres Gurbir, usted es Gurbir.
Okay, so far we've got I, you, he, she, which is yo, tú, or usted, él, or ella.
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 Ella. Mm-hmm. Very good. And then when we are talking about more than one person, mm-hmm. nosotros, we. I am including in that group. Mm-hmm. I am included in that group.
That's perfect. I just want to get through the list yes. quickly. And you're doing it perfectly like a teacher. So I is yo, and you is tú or usted. He or she is él or ella.
Very good.
And we is nosotros. And they is ustedes.
Ustedes. And then we have the last one, that is ellos o ellas. Three and three. Three in singular yeah. and three in plural. I will continue with some other common phrases. Mm-hmm. For example, the word likewise. Mm-hmm. In Spanish, you use the word igualmente. Uh-huh. So imagine you go to a restaurant and they are at, what do you want to eat? Mm-hmm. And you say, I want a burger. Uh-huh. And what do you want to eat? They ask the second person. Mm-hmm. You can say, instead of saying, I also want a burger, yeah. you can say, igualmente. Mm-hmm. Can you say, igualmente? Can you repeat?
Mm-hmm. Igualmente.
Yes. Mm. Igualmente is likewise.
And that's a really unusual word when I'm seeing it for the first time. Igualmente. So it's a bit like if I say, Pablo, ¿cómo estás?
Yes, estoy bien. ¿Y tú?
Igualmente.
Yes, you are saying that you are also okay.
Yeah, and but your example was much better ones. But we can use it in many different, well, just like in English. Yeah, likewise. Yeah. How are you doing? I'm good.
For example, you? Do likewise. You like the British weather? Yes, I like it. And you? Igualmente.
Yep, it's a good example. But I don't know about liking the British weather. I'll pass on that.
There's another common phrase that mm-hmm. we use a lot. When you are trying to say you are walking on the street, there's a lot of people. I told you that
You can use the word perdón for to say I'm sorry, excuse me. Mm-hmm. But also, but if you want to walk in the middle of two or more, three, five, ten people, mm-hmm. you are going to use the word con permiso. That the words con permiso, con permiso.
Okay.
So a perdón mm-hmm. is going to be more like an accident. I hit you mm-hmm. with no intention, mm-hmm. and I say perdón.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, perdón. Can I ask you something? Perdón. But if you listen to the phrase con permiso, mm-hmm. that means that, for example, you are standing in the middle of the street and a person that is using his bicycle mm-hmm. is coming through you. So this person would shout to you, con permiso.
So that's two words, con permiso. Yes. And it's like permission.
Yes.
With your permission, so to speak.
Give me your permission. If not, I'm going to, yes.
Con permiso.
Yes.
Lovely. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another, some other common phrases that we have. Yes, this is very common in Spanish. When you listen to someone saying, see you or see you later, mm-hmm. Is nos vemos. Nos vemos.
Nos vemos.
It's like we're going to see each other in the next time.
Mm.
Yes, nos vemos.
Can you
repeat nos vemos?
Nos vemos.
Yes, and you can add if you want. You can say, see you later. Nos vemos luego. See you later.
Nos vemos luego.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But also, it's a way to say bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we are going to meet.
Yeah, so in English, I would frequently say, see ya. You know, see you.
Yes.
And that's short for see you later.
Yes.
So it's nos vemos luego.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Gurbir, you are improving a lot in your Spanish.
I don't know about the... I've still got a lot of pronunciation, or work on my pronunciation. But okay.
Yes, you can also say, if you want to say until tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
you will use this phrase, hasta mañana.
Ah, so I know what mañana means.
Yes, be careful with that word. Mañana, mm-hmm. it has two meanings in Spanish.
All right.
Mañana, it could be morning mm-hmm. or it could be tomorrow.
Ah, okay.
So you can listen to some phrase like mañana en la mañana. Tomorrow in the morning.
Ah, okay.
We will record the next radio program.
Mm-hmm.
So in Spanish, you will say mañana en la mañana.
So,
the same word mm-hmm. with different meanings.
That's interesting. You know, in other languages, that happens with German.
Yes.
Exactly the same thing happens. Morgen is morning, and morgen is also tomorrow.
Oh.
And in Punjabi, I would say kal, meaning yesterday, or I can say kal, meaning tomorrow. And the same thing for the day after and the day before. Parso means exactly the same thing. One word, and it's only by the context that you understand what actually the meaning is.
Yeah. But if you listen to a person telling you hasta mañana, mm-hmm. that is the meaning is see you tomorrow.
Right. And if you want to say I want to see you tomorrow morning, you'd be saying hasta mañana en la mañana.
Yes.
Okay. I haven't appreciated that.
But for example, because you're adding in that sentence, mm-hmm. you're adding a specific timing. If we don't know at what time we are going to meet,
mm-hmm.
I hasta mañana.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, if you are going to meet this person at night,
mm-hmm.
hasta mañana en la noche, hasta mañana en la tarde,
mm-hmm.
in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
hasta mañana en la mañana,
right.
tomorrow morning.
Yeah. So you add a little bit more to specify exactly which part of the day you're going to meet. Mañana, I'm guessing fairly popular words that many English speakers will recognize. I don't know why, but it's a very common word that you would know about. Usually I would have interpreted that years ago as tomorrow.
Yes. Well, there are some other phrases in page 5 that is interesting because it shows a lot of our cultural backgrounds. You will find a phrase that it says, say hello to, like we say in Spanish, saludos a. Say, I send greetings to your mom, mm-hmm. to your dad, to your brother, to your sister. Saludos a tu papá, your father. Mm-hmm. Saludos a tu mamá, greetings, say hello to your mom. Saludos a tu hermano, say hello to your brother. Mm. Saludos a tu hermana, say hello to your sister.
Mm. Saludos,
yes,
is the say hello, and then a whatever, the who yes. to. So yes. Saludos a tu mamá.
A tu mamá.
Saludos a tu mamá.
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 Yes.
Saludos a tu papá.
Yes. Saludos a tu hermano, your brother.
Saludos a tu hermano.
Hermano.
Saludos a tu hermano.
Yes, very good. And saludos a tu hermana.
Saludos a tu hermana.
Yes, and in another session we could learn many other words about the family, no?
Mm-hmm.
Brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, grandfather, grandmom, a lot of things.
Yeah, but that's really good yes. start. Mamá, papá, hermana, hermano.
Yes.
Brother and sister.
Mm. Yes.
You are listening to Spanish for Beginners with Gurbir Singh and Pablo Pasco on All FM 96.9 MHz, based in Levenshulme, Manchester. In addition to FM, you can also listen on DAB, online at allfm.org and click Listen Now. And if you miss anything, you can listen again on mixcloud.com/allfm969. You can also listen again to this program on astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. Not only will you find all the related resources there, but you can download the full program, something you can't do on mixcloud.com. Pablo is from Mexico, so a native Spanish speaker. He is teaching me beginner Spanish here in the studio. Join us and he can teach you too. Initially, the objective is not to learn the syntax or the grammar, but to understand and speak simple phrases and sentences. No previous experience in the Spanish language is necessary. There is no need to buy books, sign up for emails, or download an app. All the programs are recorded. You can download, listen, and practice at your own pace and time. All FM is a resource for all the community. If you are interested in learning about radio and broadcasting, check out the training opportunities on allfm.org/training. All FM has been providing training opportunities for over 2 decades. For advertising opportunities, check out allfm.org/advertising. All FM serves a large number of eclectic mix of communities, including programs for various foreign languages, for example, Cantonese, Farsi, Polish, Punjabi, Ukrainian, and Spanish. Specific shows target the African, Irish, and LGBTQ communities of all ages. All FM has a proud record of winning awards. This year, 2024, it received the Bronze Award at the ARIAS for Community Station of the Year at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane. For the latest news and updates, visit allfm.org and facebook.org/allfm.
Now, there's another word that is written here in page 5 that it's not a proper Spanish word. People are going to say, instead of saying bye-bye or bye-bye, ciao. Mm-hmm. And this comes from the Italian background. Mm-hmm. Like the ciao, they say hello or they say bye-bye.
Right.
With a ciao. Mm-hmm. So, but we use it in Spanish, ciao.
And it means bye-bye. You would only say it when you finish. Yes. And you go your separate ways.
But that's a big difference with the Italian, because in the Italian background, you can say hello with ciao and you can say bye-bye with ciao.
Ah, right.
But in Spanish, it's only to say bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So you can say hasta luego, hasta pronto.
Ciao.
Ciao, adios.
Yes.
All these things mean the same thing.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. When you are learning languages, always we struggle with pronunciation. Yes, and always we struggle in how do we have to write the words. Because it's difficult for all of us to learn a new language. So there's a phrase when you ask, how do you spell this word? How do you spell your name? How do you spell your surname? So in Spanish, you would ask, ¿cómo escribes esto? ¿Cómo escribes tu nombre? How do you spell your name? How do you spell your name? ¿Cómo escribes tu nombre?
¿Cómo escribes is how do you write?
Yes.
And ¿cómo escribes eso is how do you write that?
That.
And ¿cómo escribe tu nombre? How do you write your name?
¿Cómo escribes tu nombre?
¿Cómo escribes tu nombre?
For example, we haven't learned the names of the alphabet because you can also go to the Spanish 101 and there's a YouTube video there that you can learn how to, that's on page 2, that you can learn how to pronounce the alphabet. Yes. But for example, that happens everywhere here. When you are joining a class, how do you spell your name? How do you spell your country?
And of course, we will do that and you will help us with that. We will do that in one of the future programs and go through the whole of the alphabet along with all the numbers.
Yes.
And that, I think, will be a really good foundation for moving on beyond into the future programs. So, I think that's been a really interesting point you've taken us to. ¿Cómo escribes tu nombre? How do you write your name? It's yes. Really, really good phrase to conclude with for today. I'd like to, just before I summarize, is there anything else you want to mention before
yes,
I summarize?
Yes, I think that you will find in the same page two mm-hmm. phrases that are very, very important. Mm-hmm. It's also one of them is the word when you say, of course. Mm-hmm. Can you spell your name? And you are going to answer, of course, I can. So you are going to say in Spanish, claro que sí. Or you can say, por supuesto. Por supuesto, there are two words, por supuesto.
Ah.
And then, or claro que sí. Of course I can. Yes, claro que sí. So can you help me with this? Mm-hmm. Claro que sí.
So that's three separate words.
Claro que sí, three different words.
That's right. So
and por supuesto, two words. Por supuesto.
Supuesto. Okay, so if I want to say of course, then it would be claro que sí or por supuesto.
Yes.
And that's a really hard one for me because the you. So I'll say that again. I'm quite impressed with myself then. Por supuesto.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's the U sound in yes. the it's puesto. Like,
for example, if you are speaking with a teenager that speaks Spanish and you ask them or you ask him or her, do you want to eat another burger? Mm-hmm. Do you want to eat an extra hot dog? Mm-hmm. They will always are going to answer, por supuesto, because they are always hungry.
and claro, I've heard that before. Instead of saying claro que sí, very frequently. Is that abbreviated to just claro?
Yes. You can also say claro. Yes.
But claro que sí
is like a, doing proper. An emphasis. Mm-hmm. In, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, comma, of course. And only to finish with this, there's a phrase that is the last one in this mm-hmm. page that, oh, you have that, each one of us, we have a very busy life. So I have to say, I have to go. Mm-hmm. Yes, so in Spanish you will say, tengo que irme. I'm sorry, I have to leave.
Right.
It's getting dark. It's late for me. So I've got to go. So tengo que irme. Tengo que irme.
Tengo que irme.
Yes. Tengo que irme.
I have to go. I've got to rush. I've got to dash. Yes. Tengo que irme. Tengo que irme. That's really good. Okay. If I can then summarize some of the things we've looked at today, and just to repeat, we are focusing on very short, brief phrases and sentences. The actual words and the spelling, we will come to that later, along with syntax and grammar. But for now, we've got quite a few phrases and short sentences, which you can see in Spanish 101, the free PDF download. On page 5, some of the things we included were lo siento, I'm sorry, igualmente, likewise, mucho gusto, it's a pleasure, con permiso, so this is when you say, oh, with permission, or con permiso, excuse me, when you're trying to get through, as Pablo was saying, on a bike, going through a crowd of people, perhaps. And you can say bye in so many ways in Spanish, as you can in other languages. I've learned a new one today. Adios, we knew from beforehand, along with hasta luego or hasta pronto. Today we learned ciao, which has Italian origins, and it just means bye, whereas in Italy it can mean hello and or goodbye. And the final thing we concluded with was something really useful, which is, I think, the hook for the next program, is ¿Cómo escribes eso? How do you spell that, or how do you write that?
Yes.
¿Cómo escribes eso? And that is something for which we will have to learn the Spanish alphabet, or rather learn how to say the letters as they are pronounced in Spanish.
Yes, Gurbir, don't forget one of the phrases I mentioned today mm-hmm. is to say please. How do you say please in Spanish?
Por favor.
Por favor.
Por favor.
Please.
It's just in any other language or any aspect of human communication, a little bit of effort with those words of yes. starting a sentence maybe with por favor, please, and then ending it with a thank you. Gracias.
That is true.
It means or makes so much difference.
And that will bring more smiles in the faces.
And yeah, and I think some appreciation, especially when the pronunciation isn't very good. People really appreciate those little extra bits. So just to conclude from my part for today, I want to repeat, if you really want to learn Spanish or indeed any other language, you really have to get on with it. And the phrase in English is, don't leave for tomorrow that what you can do today. And in Spanish,
be, no dejes para mañana lo que puedas hacer hoy.
Gracias. No dejes para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy. Final thing you want to say before we finish?
Yes, I'm going to say two things. First of all, gracias. Thank you for being with us. Gracias for being with us. And please join us next week. Por favor, conéctense a la estación. Connect to All FM 96.99 next week.
And remember, you can listen on All FM 96.9, listen to us via DAB, or online at allfm.org, and of course, download the program from astrotalkuk.org/Spanish for Beginners. In summary, today we looked at some common phrases, including those shown on page 5 in SP101. Phrases such as greetings. Greetings for good morning, buenos dias. Good afternoon, buenos tardes. Good evening, buenos noches. Where are you from? De donde eres? I am from Mexico. Soy de México. I am from England. Soy de Inglaterra. I am from India. Soy de India. By the way, I don't know why I find this particularly interesting, but the constituent parts of the United Kingdom in Spanish are Scotland, Escocia, Wales, Gales, England, Inglaterra, and Northern Ireland, Irlanda de Norte. Some other key phrases. Please, por favor, literally for a favor. Thank you, gracias. Sorry, lo siento. Excuse me, pardon. Goodbye, adios. Vowels and the sounds they make. Spanish has the same 5 vowels that we have in English. A, E, I, O, U. In English, the same vowels can have different sounds. For example, A in apple and the A in make. The A does not sound the same in both cases. Spanish is much more consistent. Each vowel has only one sound. Next time, on the 17th of December, it's the last time before Christmas, and Pablo has offered to bring in his guitar. So we will both be here in the studio and include some live Spanish music. We will also practice some more simple phrases, return to the alphabet, the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X. The Spanish alphabet is pretty much identical, but has one additional, a 27th letter, an additional N. And to hear all about that, you can either look ahead, hear how each of the letters sound. There's a YouTube link on page 2 in SP101. Next time, we will go through that again very slowly, but with Pablo. We will also have a look at some numbers in Spanish, but only up to 30. Again, if you want to look ahead, check out page 8 in SP101 for a YouTube link for those numbers 0 to 30. We will also cover some of the expressions on pages 6, 7 and 8. So, until Tuesday the 17th of December, from Pablo and me, it's adios. And as always, don't leave till tomorrow. That's what you can do today. No dejes para mañana lo que hacer hoy. Muchas gracias, Pablo. Gracias.
More than welcome. De nada. Thank you.
Soy un hombre del pueblo, harto de trabajar. Mi vida es el trabajo, paloma, pero me pagan mal. Las leyes están hechas a favor del patrón. La ley no escucha al pueblo, paloma, aunque tenga razón. Que no, paloma, no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo. El deber del trabajo dicen que tengo yo. De mis deberes hablan, paloma, de mis derechos no. Pero nos uniremos contra la explotación. La fuerza de la gente, paloma, siempre estará en la unión. Que no, paloma, no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Soy un hombre del pueblo, harto de trabajar. Mi vida es el trabajo, paloma, pero me pagan mal. Las leyes están hechas a favor del patrón. La ley no escucha al pueblo, paloma, aunque tenga razón. Que no, paloma, no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que así que no trabajo yo. El deber del trabajo dicen que tengo yo. De mis deberes hablan, paloma, de mis derechos no. Pero nos uniremos contra la explotación. La fuerza de la gente, paloma, siempre estará en la unión. Que no, paloma, no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Soy un hombre del pueblo, harto de trabajar. Mi vida es el trabajo, paloma, pero me pagan mal. Las leyes están hechas a favor del patrón. La ley no escucha al pueblo, paloma, aunque tenga razón. Que no, paloma, no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo. Nos juzgan y condenan en nombre de la paz. Cada vez que pedimos, paloma, justicia y libertad. Pero la paz tú eres y con ellos no estás. Que vuelas con nosotros, paloma, paloma de la paz. Vuela, paloma, y di que no, que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Buena paloma y di que no. Que así que no trabajo yo. Que no, palomita, que no. Que así que no trabajo yo.